join me in giving a warm welcome to Jazz at Lincoln Center Orchestra with Wynton Marsalis.
Thank you. Thank you. Churchill. Composition. Peter Bowens. Sleep. Edward Timmer. Dan Nimmo.
Thank you.
federal and trumpet. So many of them come to mind. John Lewis, Jerry Mulligan, Benny Carter. The list goes on and on. Chico Farrell. We have played all styles of music, New Orleans music, to what is known as the avant-garde. We write music. We teach it. We have 12 education programs. We recently had the pleasure of playing with the great Wayne Shorter. He is a musician of such infinite wisdom and ability to hear and harmonic sophistication. And it was grew up listening to his music. We all did arrangements for him, and he came and played with us for 3 nights, rehearsed 3 days. He's 81 years old. He sat up through every rehearsal, worked on all the music, did whatever it was. He was so excited about the concerts. We have a radio series that we do with NPR and WPGO called Jazz Night in America. And our first show this season is going to be a show with the music of Wayne Shorter. Now we're going to play an arrangement that comes from that evening. It's a beautiful ballad that Wayne wrote for Art Blakey and the Jazz Messengers. It was recorded in 61. It was released in 63 on Blue Note Records, an album entitled Bohena's Delight. Wayne said that this piece is concerned with the need for time to contemplate things, especially when you're doing any type of routine work. And it's about realizing what your mission is, contemplating that mission and embracing it. So this is a Sherman Irby arrangement of Wayne's Contemplation. It features Walter Blanding, once again on the tenor saxophone.
Thank you. living. For the blending.
Well, we'd like to get back into the music of Dizzy Gillespie. He was the first true king of world music. Wherever he went around the world, he would integrate the musicians he met into the feeling and spirit of jazz. His orchestra was called the United Nations Orchestra. And it had musicians from all over South America, the islands. He loved people. Once we were in Buenos Aires, maybe 20 years ago, we were hanging out with somebody who was had hung with Dizzy when he was when he was there in the 1950s. He said, "Check this picture out, man." It was a picture of Dizzy and dressed up like a gaucho on a horse. He went out one of the avenues with his horn. He liked to have a good time. And his infectious spirit brought people into the music. But during the bebop era, he taught the young musicians how to play. He was always very open to instructing people and to let them know what was happening and hanging the welcome sign. People would say the music was foreboding. Of course, his style was very difficult. First time I heard him play, I thought, why would anybody try to imitate that? First time I met him, it was actually in a club. He had his trumpet in his hand, and my father said, "Yeah, man, this is my son. He plays trumpet." And Dizzy gave me his trumpet, and he had a real small mouthpiece. So I went to play a note. I said, he looked at me like I had lost my mind. And he just tried to figure out what to say for a long time. So he ended up hearing it long yet. And he would say, "Yeah." And then without moving his face, he said, "Practice, man." And he didn't gloss over the last word. He said it very clearly for me to hear it. Practice. It's easy. He was looking right at me when he said it so naturally, for real. I said, "Just accept it." He said, "Yes, sir." It was almost like he paid me a compliment. Because he delivered it that way. This is entitled Fiesta Mojo. It's from an album entitled Jambo Caribe. It's been arranged by Mr. Marcus Printup. Thank you.
Marcus Griffin. Ray Clinton Trumpet. Ted Nash. Carlos Rodriguez.
His abilities, his skill is the culmination of many musicians, with Dizzy Gillespie and Chama Poso and all the musicians in the Afro-Latin and in the jazz tradition worked for years to produce musicians who actually could play equally as well in both traditions. He is the first of a breed. Hopefully more will come. It's very difficult to speak the same with the same level of virtuosity in both of these languages. He's capable of doing that and also of writing. Jazz Lincoln Center, I don't know, it seems like the whole thing for me has been educational. The son of a jazz musician, I always grew up just jazz struggling. You know? We started jazz at Lincoln Center, it seemed like something we might do for a weekend and then it would go away. I was looking up and then all of a sudden we're playing with Jimmy Hamilton and all the great musicians that he played with, Duke Ellington's band. Then we turned around, we had a big band. I didn't even grow up playing big band music or even like it. We're playing with these great musicians and we established this orchestra. Then we became a constituent of Lincoln Center. Then we built a building on 59th Street, Columbus Circle. It was called the House of Swing. Then we started our different education programs. We started going to schools and playing. People embraced it with a certain type of feeling. Now we've started a record label. It's called Blue Engine. And we say that the destination is quality. First recording we put out is called Live in Cuba. Documents the feeling that people had toward us when we played there. And the second album is called The Bronze Pyramid. It's a Carlos's album. And this is a selection from that album. It's called Guara Jazz. We hope you enjoy it. Carlos Enriquez, Guara Jazz.
Thank you.
Elliot Mason. Walter Landy.
Now we'd like have to return to the music of Duke Ellington. This is one of Duke's early masterpieces, written in 1930. Whenever there was some type of problem, Duke would always say, I don't want to deal with this problem. I could have written a hit song at that time. It's a classic of classics. It's the title of
Thank you.
Kenny Rampton.
On the trumpet, Kenny Rampton.
Wilbert Landing on the clarinet. Dan Nimmer on the piano. Jesse Gardner on the trombone.
Imaginative after the 1960s. It's definitely a style, it's just they never put a name to it. So it's just Chick Corea's music. This has been arranged by Mr. Sherman Irby. It's entitled Straight Up and Down. Thank you.
Germanity. Ryan Kaiser, Cornet, Chris Crenshaw, and Bone, Dan Nimmer on the piano, Victor Gordon, Ken Nash, Walter Blanding, Paul Nexella, Elliot Mason, Justin Gardner, Marcus Printo, Kenny Rampton, Ali Jackson. We are the Jazz at Lincoln Center Orchestra. Carlos Enriquez on the bass. Thank you all very, very much for being so gracious and thank you for coming out tonight. We hope you enjoyed our music. We certainly enjoyed performing. Thank you and a good night.